Hello.
Hello, is this Allie?
Yes, this is.
Hi, Allie. This is Charlie. I was just speaking to Jeff.
Hey, Charlie.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so did you hear our phone call, our conversation and everything like that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you're already up to date on everything. Okay, so I was just setting up the business profile for you guys for the Google. This is what we're going to change. I know you guys have Tri-County Painting and Home Remodeling. I have your business address at 5710 Metamora Road, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then this
is... Go ahead. I know Tri-County has one out there on Google that I tried setting up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can take what that says, because Tri-County Painting 2023@gmail.com is the email address.
Okay, but you already.
I tried to do a local service ad thing.
Okay. And did you ever receive anything back from it?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Let me see what's going on. Let me see if I can find it. If I can't find it, what we're going to have to do is I'll make notes of it. And then how that would work is we would press Google to say, hey, what's going on with this? She already sent it out, and we could expedite that process for you.
Okay.
Okay. So let me just make sure. And it's the same Metamora, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Let me just make sure here. Okay, so I'm not seeing a Tri-County in Metamora yet. So if you didn't receive anything, did you just try to, like, change the name on it, or did you try to make a new one?
A new one.
Okay. No, this isn't it. The only one I see right now is the Tri-County Builders LLC, but that's in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. That's not you guys.
Yeah, no, that's not us.
Okay. So, like I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let them know that you already submitted that information. How it's going to work is I'm going to get you on a call with my tech team. Okay, so... we're going to get a meeting on there, so that way they make sure everything's correct. The last thing we want to do, as I was telling Jeff, is have a suspended account, because then that takes a lot longer. So I'm going to get you on with my tech team, so then when they're going to ask you about it, just tell them what you did. Just be like, hey, I try to open up one. I submitted my information. I haven't received anything. And then they'll be able to, like I said, send the information out to Google, say, hey, what's going on with this? We need this to be verified. What do we have to do? And then they'll get back to us. And then obviously we relay that message to you and let you know, hey, Allie, all we have to do is we just have to show a business license or, you know, insurance, something like that. And then they're like, okay, here it is.
Okay.
Okay. So I just want to make sure that we have that. So, the Tri-County one, you already submitted, so I already made a note there, so that way we can have that there.
Because I don't want to get what you're doing suspended if I already have one out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you won't get it. We won't get it suspended. Usually, when it gets suspended, I'll say is when just the regular public is trying to change everything on their own Google business profile. Google sees it as suspicious activity, and they think that they're getting hacked. So they usually suspend it. So what happens is with a Google channel partner like us, we talk to Google. So we're like, hey, they're just trying to change their name here, or they already have one. So we just have to make sure that it's correct. And then once it's correct, they send out the information to you. But it's a long process by yourself. I was telling Jeff, with us, it's only going to take 30 to 45 days to get on the first page of Google. So we're able to expedite that a lot faster than what, you know, you guys would be able to do on your own.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Now, I have everything here for the business zip code. I have the 48455. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the business phone number, I have 248-613-9207. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But he don't always answer his phone calls, so it's probably best.
Okay.
He's
so,
in the middle of doing something, working.
Yeah.
He doesn't drop things to
okay.
answer.
So let me ask you. Yeah. So let me ask you this, Allie. So for you, do you want your phone number? Are you going to be answering the phone calls?
No, I'll be answering calls, Major. I answer them. I want my number first.
Okay.
Number first.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to put it in the notes right here to see if we can put both on the Google Business listing for you guys. Is the 248-901-8340, is that a good number as well?
Yes. That's
okay.
My number.
Okay. Beautiful. So I'm going to have that on there so that way they can call you directly as well. And then so just for the personal information, we will be sending you updates on everything on your Google Business profile. We will be sending you updates on your Facebook as well, because I told Jeff we're going to build that for you guys and then help you retarget people looking for your services. For the personal information, who is the one that wants to be on this account? Would it be Jeffrey or would it be you that we would be calling? Or Jeff, not Jeffrey, sorry. I don't want him to think he's in trouble.
He's most likely going to say me.
Okay.
You want my name on that on this account?
No.
Or you want
okay.
your name?
My
like
name.
If what I'm saying is if they have like updates or anything like that, they're going to call you. Or do you want them calling me?
You.
Yeah. My name.
Okay. That's not a problem. Okay. So your first name is, Allie?
A-L-I-S-O-N.
A-L-Y-S-O-N. Allison. Okay.
A-L-I.
Oh, A-L-I.
L for short.
Okay. But for your regular name, it's on Allison, correct?
Yep.
And it's the A-L-Y-S-O-N. Okay. And then
yes.
it's Gentry?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the email, I know you told it to me, but I'm sorry, I didn't write it down. What's an email that we can send everything over to you as well?
TriCountyPainting2023@gmail.com.
Okay. TriCountyPainting2023@gmail.com. Oh, it would help if I were to spell try right. Yes, there we go. All right. And then you want us to call you, correct?
Yes.
For the updates and stuff. Okay, so let me change this to your number. This isn't going to show on Google. This is for us, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me just make sure I have everything here. That is correct. You guys getting some heavy rain out there? Jeff said it was raining.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a slow winter or are you guys...
It's rain. It's been raining for
last 2 weeks.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Last 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's good, I guess, depending on what you do for a living, right?
It absolutely sucks because we have an ulterior job that we have to finish up and we can't finish
oh,
it up.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay. That does. Yeah, that's not good then. Oh, that sucks. You guys could put like a big old tent up and then, I'm just kidding. Okay. So I have everything set up for the Google Business Profile. Allie, Are you guys, to secure this listing, are you guys going to be using a business credit card, or are you guys going to be using a debit card?
Are we going to be using a business credit card or debit card, personal debit?
Why do I debit? It's personal.
Probably just personal.
Okay. And then is on the debit card, does it say Allison Gentry on there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it's the same address for some reason. Hold on. Give me one second here.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. What's the address again? It's the
5710 Metamora Road, Metamora, okay. Michigan, 48455.
Metamora Road, okay. For some reason, just make sure I have the correct address here. Okay, interesting. 5710 Metamora Road, and then Metamora is the city as well.
Yeah.
And then 48455.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, there it goes. It pops up now. For some reason, my system was acting slow. Okay, and then are you guys going to be using a MasterCard, a Visa card, a Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And then what's, I'm ready for the card when, the card number when you are.
Okay. 4347-6902-1692-4628.
Okay. Can I repeat this back to you?
Sure.
Okay. I have 4347 6902-6092-4628.
Yes.
Okay. And then for the expiration date?
08-2028.
And then for the security code?
546.
Okay. Now, Allie, do you go by Allie or do you go by Allison?
Allie.
Okay. I'm going to put on here that you go by Allie as well, so that way we can properly address you. I'm going to set up a security question here for you. Now, this is going to be able to, one, your information isn't going to be shared with anybody, but two, every time we call you, we're always going to ask you this security question. That way we are always knowing that we're talking to you. And that way you always know that we're calling you as well, okay? It's just a protection for you. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name. You can have your city you were born in, or you can have your first pet's name.
Let's go by my mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Dwyer, D-W-Y-E-R.
D-W-Y-E-R. E-R?
Mm-hmm. Like O'Dwyer, but it's just Dwyer.
It's just Dwyer. Okay. D-W. Spell that again? I'm sorry.
D-W-Y-E-R.
E-R. Okay. Got it. Okay. Okay, so every time we call you, we're going to ask you, hey, Allie, this is Local Splash. What's your mother's maiden name? And then your mom's maiden name is going to be Dwyer, okay?
Okay.
That's going to be your password.
Okay.
Okay, so I have everything set up here. What I'm going to do before I make any type of purchases or anything like that for you guys, I'm going to walk you what's called a voice verification, okay? The reason being is I do have you on a pre-discounted agreement. So this is just an added protection for you guys that will be sent to you in email with your invoice and with everything we talked about today as well. Okay?
All right.
Okay. I'm just going to walk you through this. If you don't understand something, just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And I can rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you guys have a firm understanding before I process a transaction. Sounds good?
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Tri-County Painting and Home Remodeling.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Allison Gentry, owner.
Beautiful. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Allie, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a pen and paper with you or something? I'll email you the customer service line, what my tech team is going to call you from, but if you want, I can give it to you right now. It's up to you.
You could probably just email it because I can't find my paper right now.
Okay. Okay. I will say it's going to come from our 877-635-6225 customer service line number. That's what my tech team is 877-635-6225. Okay. Yeah, that's going to be the main number that you would call in for the customer service line, okay?
Okay.
That's going to be the number that my tech team is going to call you on as well. So every time you see that number, that's us calling you. Okay?
Okay.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is October 13th, in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that 877-635-6225 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Now, what I want to do, Allie, is I want to set you up with my tech team for a meeting. What is the best possible time for you, or if Jeff wants to be on there too, I could set it up so both of you can be on the call as well.
Right now it's fine.
Okay. Let me see. They're booked out right now. I need to give them at least an hour so I can send everything that we talked about here. I can send that over to them. That way they come to the meeting prepared and they don't ask you the same questions as I asked you. But what I can do is I can set it up. I can set it up for in 2.5 hours. Would that work for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email right now and take the spot for them because I know they go based off of appointments. I'm going to get this for you right now. so we can get this ball moving. Okay. Oh, sorry about that.
You're fine.
So what I'm mathematically figuring out is you guys are 340 something today, and then another 249 before they even hit the website. It's like $500 setup.
No, so we're gonna build everything out for you. It's not that you won't be on the. I mean, for the first page of Google will take 30 to 45 days. Now, we're going to build your Facebook, and that will be up in 7 to 14 days, along with your Facebook ads. So we're going to start populating you there within 7 to 14 days, very quickly for us, right? It's all about communication. So as fast as we can get with you guys, that's why I want to set this onboarding up today, so we can get that ball rolling fast. But I just say 30 to 45 days, that's our policy. I've seen it done faster to get you on the first page of Google, but I can't guarantee you that, right? Because I don't want you guys to be upset with me. I don't want to lie to you guys. So 30 to 45 days, you'll be on that first page. Not saying you won't receive calls, but that's when you're just going to start to see the maximum results.
It takes money to make money. So
yeah. I definitely agree with you on that one, Jeff. Okay. So I just set you guys up in about 2.5 hours. I'm going to send you guys an email as well. You should have received a text message from us. Did you receive that, Allie?
I did.
Okay. Can you open that text message?
Sure can.
Okay. Just going to walk you through this really quickly. I already set the onboarding for you guys up, so you will receive an email there. My tech team is tagged in that as well, so they just know that they're gonna call you around 2.5 hours.
Okay.
And then with so the text message it has right there, it has a link that says my.localsplash.com/terms. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay, click on that link. That's just going to take you to our terms and conditions page. And then when you open it, on the bottom, there's a little checkbox that says you're the card authorized holder. You're going to click that. You're going to sign your name, which is just type it, and then click confirm. Once you do that, it's going to take you to a login form. Just let me know when you're there.
Come on.
It's spinning.
Not even moving.
Oh, really?
Okay, so where did it go? I don't open there either. The heck?
Do you guys help us with the 5-star rating portion of it?
Yes, yes. And you guys will also be able to track everything, too. So we actually set you guys up with the tracking system. So you'll be able to track your ratings through there. You'll also be able to track what your guys are being listed for, how many clicks you guys are getting from Google and Facebook, and you'll also be able to track the calls coming in from Google. We custom build this for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to try this.
Yeah, take your time. It's okay.
Like, my phone, internet, being
it just didn't work. It seems like...
not quite understanding it. Okay. I hit click confirm signature. Not doing nothing.
Did you click the little box above there that says I am the card authorized user?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you on there, let me see. Because I can bring your It's not taking you to another page?
No. It's just frozen. It won't even let me hit confirm. Or when I do hit confirm, it's not going to the next page, I should say.
Does it say anything on there? Does it say, like, maybe, like, something wasn't filled out right or something like that?
No, it doesn't even do that.
Okay.
What's in the next page?
Okay.
You email it to me. Can I open it that way and do it?
Yes, so you should have received an email, some emails from us already, and it should be in your email as well. If you can't do it now, what I'll do is I'll make a note of it for my tech team, and then they would be able to resend it to you, and then if you have any issues, then they would be able to walk you through it.
Stupid and not wanting to do anything.
I know. Technology sometimes does not work in our favor. As fast as we want it to, right? We're so used to just like clicks of a button and everything just pops up so fast.
I know we have internet. Okay, welcome to Flash. Okay, not that cover.
Were you able to get it or no?
Okay. I was able to. I'm signing here.
Okay.
Ha-ha!
You get it?
I did.
Perfect. Awesome.
Yeah, username and password.
Okay. So awesome. I'm glad you're there. So we're going to email you that. Okay. So.
Okay.
We're going to email you the username, password, and then a link back to there. We have to build that into, we have to put everything together. So that's going to be emailed to you in around 5 to 7 days, and my tech team will go over that with you as well. Okay.
Okay. So I'll just leave that page up and I'll bookmark that page. So. Into favorite, but I'll bookmark. Okay. All right, you are saving them my bookmarks.
Okay.
Okay.
Just give me 1 second. Okay. All right, Allie. I'm going to send everything that we have here over to my tech team.
Okay.
And then that way they can give you a call here in the next 2 hours or so. And I sent you an email with a Google Calendar on there. So that's, you can, if you just want to say yes to that and accept that, you can. And then that way they can call you. I'm just going to get this started for you. So that way when they do call you, they're all ready to rock and roll with you guys, and we can get this ball moving very quickly for you guys. Okay.
Okay.
If you have any questions, you can always call the 877 number and ask for me as well. I will answer any questions that you guys have. If you guys, have any questions you want to bounce off of me or any ideas or anything like that, you're more than welcome to give me a call at that 877 number too, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me at this time?
I do not.
Okay. I want to say welcome to Local Splash. We are like a family here, so we're definitely going to help you guys out get on that first page of Google. And I'm going to work on this right now so we can get this rolling for you guys, okay, Allie?
All right, thank you.
All right, no problem. We'll call you soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.